Appetite for Life, The Biography of Julia Child by Noel Riley Fitch. The book's dedication reads, "For my sisters Lynn and Gail, and for my husband Albert Sonnenfeld, with whom I share the joys of the table." And it is preceded by a quotation from Thomas Jefferson, "I too am an Epicurean." Part 1. Western Pioneers and Blue Blood. Chapter 1. Beginnings. "How like autumn's warmth is Julia's face." Paul Child, August 15, 1945. Perched on the railing of a veranda in Kunming, China, Julia McWilliams was aware only of the uniformed man beside her reading the poem he wrote for her 33rd birthday. She stretched her very long legs out in front of her, crossing them at her ankles, so Paul Child could see what he would later call "my beloved Julia's magnificent gams." She barely noticed the formal gardens beyond the porch, or the miles of rice paddies stretching toward Kunming Lake, nor did her gaze settle on the mist-shrouded Shangri-La of temples carved into the rock of West Mountain. It was his voice that captured her, each word he read a note weaving a melody through her heart. "The summer's heat of your embrace melts my frozen earth." The cotton dress clung to her slim 6-feet-2-inch body. Here she was in China, a privileged girl, seeking adventure, even danger, in the civilian opportunities of World War II, and she had found it not in the registry of the Office of Strategic Services, nor in the backwoods refugees' city of Kunming at the end of the Burma Road, but in the urbane, sophisticated, multilingual presence of 43-year-old Paul...